My name is Phil Golding, and this is 5 Steps to Freedom. This podcast is devoted to the 5-step process for healing your mind, opening your heart, and empowering your life, or in short, healing, wisdom, and empowerment. All my podcasts are based in some way on this 5-step mindfulness-based process, which I first developed and started using around 25 years ago as a therapy model for my counseling psychotherapy practice and a process for self-awareness and integration for my meditation mindfulness students. This is a 2-part series designed to inform and support all my subsequent podcasts. These 2 foundation podcasts are designed for you to listen to over and over again and get more from them each time. So let's start with a bit about my own journey and how the 5-step process came about. This process was developed from my own healing and awakening journey as I worked to overcome chronic depression and PTSD as a young adult. This journey began in 1984 at the age of 24, motivated by me having had enough of being in the grip of chronic depression. Through an at first chaotic relationship with a chronic alcoholic, who then managed to gain sobriety in AA, I started attending a different self-help group for myself that also used the 12-step program, and my own healing journey had begun. Some years later, I discovered that the deeper cause of my suffering was somewhat different to most. The depression and PTSD was mostly the result of traumatic past life recall, which plagued my unconscious during childhood and adolescence, and finally fully surfaced in my early 30s, directly engulfing me in various fully formed personalities that harbored dark emotions such as shame, self-loathing, hopelessness, anger, insecurity, and more. I was ready though, having gained enough experience in self-awareness and integration, working through my own more present life issues. Nonetheless, it still challenged me to the core, dying many more ego deaths and learning how to let go more and more deeply into my heart of conscious awareness. This experience also taught me so much more about trauma and suffering from a number of different perspectives. Before I started on this journey, this heavy weight on my consciousness made it difficult for me to cope constructively with everyday challenges during my growing years, causing me to be insecure, reactive, and disempowered. However, as I began the healing process, I was soon to discover that an understanding of depth psychology came naturally to me. It all seemed to be common sense to me. I later came to realize that I had not only brought in a lot of past life trauma into this life, I had also brought in a lot of knowledge to overcome it. It seems that I came here to test out and consolidate this knowing that I had gained through healing and awakening journeys long past, on my own extended life path as a form of training in this life. This was above and beyond any university training that I was engaging in. Throughout my healing journey, there was a burning question that drove my search for answers as I explored the various paths of healing, awakening, and wisdom from any source I could find. And that was, What are the essential factors that initiate healing and awakening? My own journey necessitated that I learned how to fully open my heart to my human self, to become a representative of universal unconditional love to my own humanity, where I was able to experience the transformational power of this higher love. In the process, I was able to gain awareness of these essential factors of personal transformation, these foundational laws of consciousness that awaken our potential for awareness and guide us in how to become a force of healing and enlightenment for our own human mind. This has resulted in me becoming a transpersonal psychotherapist and a self-awareness teacher. This experience, along with the experience of working with others to help them heal, awaken, and grow, is the basis of the five-step process. Since being formulated in the late 1990s, the five-step process has proven its effectiveness, and the reality of these laws of consciousness have continued to be confirmed, no matter where I look. Therefore, if you are witnessing or experiencing sustainable love, compassion, kindness, awareness, healing, connection, inclusiveness, and the like, you will see these laws being lived. Alternatively, where there is chaos, conflict, exploitation, suffering in general, you will see these laws of consciousness not being lived. This has always been the case and always will be the case. So let's have a look at the five-step process, and in doing so, reveal the two essential laws of consciousness. I will refer to my book, Five Steps to Freedom, A Path to Inner Harmony and Personal Growth, for the information about these steps. I will do this over two podcasts, both of which will be self-contained. This podcast, which is part one, is based on a synopsis of the process that is at the beginning of my book, which I have greatly expanded for this purpose. And then for part two, I will speak from an extended summary of the process that is at the back of my book. So let's do part one of how you can transform your life using the five-step process for healing, wisdom, and empowerment. The five-step process is used to directly work with and overcome trauma, depression, anxiety, anger, insecurity, disempowerment, and any other emotional disturbance that interferes with the life that you want to have. It is designed to develop your self-awareness and your own compassionate relationship with yourself. This vital conscious connection to your own self is the doorway to ongoing mental emotional healing and awareness, which in turn leads to increasing self-empowerment and self-mastery. The first two steps are what I call the foundation steps, and you will understand why in a moment. Step one is about acceptance, and we'll first look at this step from the perspective of self-acceptance. Acceptance is fundamental to the health of any relationship. To the degree that we don't accept someone as they are, is the degree that we will be disconnected from them. The same goes with our own relationship with ourselves. Without self-acceptance, we cannot heal our minds, find inner peace, and grow. We assume that we suffer because of our experience of being judged by other people. It is our own lack of acceptance of ourselves, however, that makes us vulnerable to the judgments from others. We also often mistakenly think others are judging us when, in fact, we are judging ourselves. The power of self-acceptance is in knowing that we are in this world to experience being human. We cannot avoid our humanness due to starting our life as a powerless child in a world where love cannot be guaranteed. Therefore, we are all going to get confused and make mistakes. We are all likely to get hurt and may end up hurting others. We all internalize different standards of what we think we need to do or be to be worthy. We are all in the process of learning and growing, whether we are willing participants in this process of learning or not. Ultimately, it is our confusion about our worthiness that exposes us to suffering. In order to feel free, happy, and fulfilled, we must accept our fundamental worthiness as a fallible, vulnerable human being. It is essential that we come to truly understand that our mistakes or the ways others have treated us do not reduce our fundamental worthiness in any way. Now, this is such a hard one for our conditioned mind, our ego, to comprehend due to our deeply ingrained conditioning. But healing, awakening, and growing depends on our comprehension of the reality of our fundamental worthiness as a human being. By setting ourselves on a path to learning how to unconditionally accept ourselves as we are and care for ourselves as best we can each day, we place ourselves in a position to face our human flaws more comfortably due to our increasing self-compassion. Self-acceptance and self-compassion is therefore the antidote to self-rejection. Our growing ability to observe ourselves with compassion enables us to more readily identify emotional reactions and see the confusion about our worthiness that causes our emotional pain. We can increasingly identify the confusion without identifying so much with it, because we are forming a new identity as the compassionate carer of our own mind. We can increasingly see that the ways we have learned to reject ourselves are not valid. Our conditioning was not our fault, but as adults, we are the only ones who can change it, and we have the power to do so. Our commitment to self-acceptance gives us a new perspective to observe our minds from, where we can more easily identify self-rejection. Self-acceptance is the key to opening our compassionate heart and therefore our awareness to ourselves. It is the key to having a loving relationship with ourselves, where we are becoming our own aware and loving parent, in a position to reparent ourselves. So every human being has fears and insecurities and gets confused. Every human being also has the potential for wisdom and a deep capacity to love. When we can accept both sides of ourselves, we can then consciously heal our emotional pain and confusion with our own higher awareness. With self-acceptance, the doorway to our true potential opens to us. Step one is connecting to our own internal source of love that is available to us always. Now let's have a look at step two. Step two is about personal responsibility, the second foundation step. Personal responsibility is the path to wisdom. Our ego often regards personal responsibility as a burdensome path of shoulds and shouldn'ts, but But awareness knows it gives us the power to take the reins of our life and create the life that we want, to take ownership of our own journey and become our own authority. When we combine acceptance with personal responsibility, we are in possession of the full power over our own lives. In order to take charge of our lives, we must accept our personal responsibility to love ourselves unconditionally, knowing that achieving this goal is an ongoing process of learning. Also, don't expect to be able to do this alone. The conditioned mind is likely to be more powerful than your newly emerging awareness at first, and determined to hang on to its old conditioning, regardless of the consequences. Despite your best efforts, the mind will keep fogging up your awareness and overpowering your efforts to strengthen your awareness in order to heal and grow. Your conditioned mind dominates your emotions and makes it seem like you are swimming against a relentless tide. This is why most people give up. A vital part of this learning is caring about yourself enough to reach out for help from those who have already learned how to overcome their suffering, and be sure that such people are in your community, and you will find them so long as you keep looking and not allow yourself to be defeated by the occasional discouragement. Learning and growing is a group effort where we support and motivate one another and inform each other with our own hard-won experiences. Combine this group support with your never-give-up commitment to yourself and your commitment to learn an awareness process such as this five-step process, and you will have what you need to succeed. This is personal responsibility. Facing our challenges is much easier when choosing this approach. To overcome our suffering, we must stop wasting our time thinking we are a victim and trying to control and change others in order to be happy. We will never have command over our lives if we keep taking this approach. The key to our healing, inner peace, happiness, and fulfillment is in our own hands and in our aware relationship with our own mind. As our inner harmony increases, our ability to overcome conflict and unhealthy dependency also increases, which naturally improves our relationships with those around us. In the process of healing ourselves and becoming the loving guardian of our own lives, we come to experience how the world responds to us more positively. Step two is accepting full authority over our own lives and our own worth, and trusting that we have the ability to do so. We are now empowered to create and live the life that we want. Therefore, the first step is ultimately about unconditional love, and the second step is about accepting full responsibility for your mind in particular, but also your physical well-being, guided by unconditional love. These two steps place both your feet firmly on the ground and aligns you to your ultimate potential. You are affirming that you have the potential and power to be the master of your own mind and therefore your life, which you do, even if you don't at first comprehend that. Your mind belongs to you. It is what you live your life through. Until your awareness takes over, everything you perceive through your mind and your mind's confusion. Your mind dictates your reality until as such time as you can take command of it. This implies that you are more than your mind. You are, in fact, not your mind. You are awareness. Your body lives within your mind and is affected by the ongoing states of your mind. But as you increasingly awaken your awareness, your body mind is lifted up into and living within you as awareness. You are then increasingly living your life consciously and in the position to learn and grow from every experience that you may encounter in life. This is ultimate resilience and empowerment. So here are the two fundamental laws of consciousness revealed: unconditional love and personal responsibility. Every path of wisdom throughout the ages has been based on these two laws. Even modern psychology works to the degree that it helps you as conscious awareness live your life according to these two laws of life that govern human consciousness. So let's have a look at step three, which is the healing and self-nurturing step, and the most important and powerful step in the process for turning your life around, and not surprisingly, the hardest one for our ego to grasp. Our ego being our potential of consciousness that is trying to manage our lives, but is still captured by and serving the conditioned mind. Ego identifies as the mind and therefore struggles to see past it. By working this five-step process or another process like it, ego is being awakened into its real potential as conscious awareness. Step three is let go and tune in. Step three is putting steps one and two, accepting total personal responsibility to love yourself unconditionally, into action in a way that enables you to confidently and skillfully take care of your own vulnerable human self, no matter what you encounter in life. To become your own loving and compassionate forever parent, in other words. We achieve this by letting go of trying to control and punish other people or ourselves when emotional pain is triggered within us, knowing that self-rejection is the real cause of our pain. This is the letting go. By accepting personal responsibility to love ourselves unconditionally, we focus inwards into the disempowering confusion that has conditioned our minds and the pain and vulnerability that this confusion causes. This is tuning in. We are compassionately tuning in to our own vulnerable human self. Now, facing this pain is not easy for most of us. This is why we stay stuck. Our limited survival ego-orientated mind has learned to build walls around our emotional vulnerabilities out of shame from self-rejection and the understandable fear of this emotional pain. Our protective primal instincts regard our emotional pain as a fire-breathing dragon that can rampage through our minds at any time, but must be avoided at all cost. But in reality, behind those fight-or-flight walls is ourself as a frightened small child, a shamed and rejected teenager, or a disempowered and vulnerable adult. Our emotions are, in fact, these vulnerable parts of ourselves still trapped within our mind's confusion, calling out for help. These walls are designed to protect us in a limited, short-term way. But in the long term, they end up trapping us in a prison of fear and disempowerment. These defensive walls keep others from getting close to us for fear of being hurt. They even block out our own attempts to look within. These walls may enable us to survive in a limited way, but they also keep out the love that can heal us and free us from this disempowering prison of our own defences. To desperately find the key, we search for this love outside ourselves, hoping others can free us with their love. We even demand that they do so, but our ego defences undermine all attempts, because when we let in the love, we also open the door to our suppressed fears and insecurities. Hence the story of Pandora's box. Our fears inevitably push those we love away and close the door to our heart again. Little do we know that no one else has the key to finally healing our minds, our hearts, no matter how much they love us. We are so often taken over by ego defensive strategies such as avoidance, distraction, projection, aggression, and denial. These walls were first built while growing up in a position of powerless as a child. We were so dependent on those who were responsible for our care, for our safety, happiness, security, and guidance, and were then generally a victim of the circumstances around us. As a result of our natural dependency, our defences continue to look outwards for the cause of our pain, as though we are still that powerless, vulnerable child. However, now that we are an adult, we have the power and potential to make our own decisions and choose our own path, but our old conditioning continues to undermine us, causing us to keep seeing the world and ourselves from the perspective of that child that we once were. We are still constrained by our fears and insecurities that tend to be so embedded in our conditioning that they operate and control us below our awareness. Unfortunately, while we are still holding the world around us responsible for the pain that we feel, we are unconsciously giving away the power of our own awareness, which is the only power that has the potential to set us free. We are also looking in the wrong direction to find the answers to our suffering, which is why we keep on suffering. Even when we do try to face ourselves, our primal mind defences and self-rejection hide and obscure our problematic conditioning, but we know it is there because we are suffering. Our emotional pain is the giveaway. The key that safely opens the door to our heart and therefore our awareness and keeps it open is self-acceptance, unconditional self-acceptance, a self-acceptance that may even seem radical to our confused egos. Due to our struggles to grasp the idea of self-acceptance as being unconditional, this power of self-acceptance enables us to learn and face and stay present with our painful emotions, because we are no longer believing in self-rejection. This is so important to understand. The staying present with our painful emotions, with our heart awareness open, is the key that unlocks the prison. This is the tuning in that step three is all about. The more you stay with the emotion, the more the emotion reveals the confusion that is driving the emotion, because emotion is simply the frequency of the thought. Emotion itself does not get confused. Painful emotions point to the confusion. Ultimately, confusion is about our worth as a human being. Staying with the emotion reveals the confusion and the memories and circumstances that created the confusion in our then vulnerable minds. This is the key to self-awareness and awareness in general. When you keep opening your heart, your compassionate awareness to your vulnerable, wounded human self, even just a bit, through the magical door of unconditional self-acceptance, you soon discover a limitless source of love within your own self. A love that accepts you just as you are, no matter what mistakes you have made, no matter what others have said and done to you. Your only qualification for this love is to exist. That's it. That's all you need. Which means that in reality, you are always in this love. This love is the universal consciousness of life itself, the oneness that we are all a part of. It is this oneness that we feel as unconditional love. This love is felt in the connections that we form with the world, the people around us, and most importantly and profoundly, the connection we form with ourselves. However, when we are trying to connect to this love only from the world around us, we are depending on people, places, and things that are impermanent, that we have no control over, which means we are always going to be vulnerable. It is in the disconnection from others, and most importantly ourselves, that we feel such pain. However, it is only our own habitual confusion, the self-rejection, that shuts the door and creates the disconnection. This misbelief shuts us off from love as a vital life force. It can feel like we are slowly dying inside. The connection with ourselves has the greatest potential because this is where we discover how we are plugged directly into the love that is life itself. Here is another important key to overcoming suffering. We are plugged directly into the love or oneness that is life itself. Otherwise, where are we getting this love from to give it to ourselves and then to give it in a sustainable way to others? This connection to ourselves and therefore to life itself is the stable foundation of love, the rock that we sustainably build our life on. With the power of our growing awareness, we can understand and heal the self-rejecting thought patterns that create our emotional pain. We come to realize that the root of all emotional pain is thinking that we are not worthy of love in countless different ways. As our hearts continue to heal and open through our ongoing practice of unconditional self-acceptance, we become our own best friend and our own sanctuary. We discover the power to be able to stay present with our own painful, vulnerable emotional reactions. But now we no longer see them as a fire-breathing dragon, but as our own inner child wanting so desperately to be loved, to be heard, to be seen, to be felt, but is so often still afraid to come out for fear of being hurt again. We become the one who is there for our child self unconditionally, no matter what our child throws at us, no matter how long our child self hides from us. We keep coming and staying with our child self, our painful emotions, with our heart of compassion open, no matter how many times we are beaten back. As the aware parent of our own human self, we now have our healing and awakening process to go to that we keep using in order to empower our awakening heart, which now sustains us. Inevitably, because of our never give up persistence, our child self learns to trust us and our self embrace continues to grow. We have found the key to healing our minds, which is our own empowered and aware loving heart of compassion. We discover that we, as conscious awareness, are the love that our human self, our inner child, has always been looking for. As a result of this growing foundation of love within us, the power of our own natural unlimited potential continues to awaken within us in the form of inner peace, clarity, and feelings of love as a deep connection with ourselves and with all life. As we continue to create this strong foundation of self-love, we naturally create and attract to us even more love and abundance as we learn how to be this love more powerfully to others. This is the inevitable and unlimited power of step 3. Let go and tune in. Now we go to step 4. Step 4 is the conscious creating step. Step 4 is live in the now. Step 4 is putting steps 1 and 2 into action to consciously create the life that we want on the strength of the healing and insights that we gained from working step 3. From our increasing conscious awareness gained from mindfully tuning into ourselves ongoing, we develop the power of discernment and wise decision making. Our increasing ability to be the detached but compassionate observer connects us more to the power of the now moment. By centering our focus in the now, we become increasingly aware that now is the only time we can act. As a result, we come to see the futility of worry, of trying to control a future we cannot control, or regret when we are in conflict with the past. We realize that we create our future by caring for ourselves now and facing and dealing positively with our circumstances now, in the now of every day, which places us in a better position tomorrow, which is another now moment to open our hearts to and take care of. We also realize that we can heal our past and learn from it, that we can learn to be the love to ourselves that we have always needed, to come to realize that our memories are within the power of our own conscious awareness and therefore belong to ourselves and not to anyone else, which is an essential insight we gain from working step 3, let go and tune in. We realize that our memories are there to teach us how to be our own sanctuary of acceptance and compassion, taking back the power that we lost through our confused conditioning. Our awareness grows through the healing and clarity gained from working the process. We gain the ability to learn from the past and achieve our goals by positively accepting and working with the reality that is in front of us and within us now. With this empowering approach of accepting life as it is and taking full responsibility for the care of our own mind, step by step, one day at a time, everything becomes an opportunity to heal, learn and grow. We realize that making peace with the past and creating a positive future is determined by the ways we take responsible care for ourselves now, ongoing. We are learning how to learn and how to consciously create the life that we want. We can set goals and work towards them with our focus in the now and learn what we need to do to achieve that goal as we go, or adjust our direction towards an even better goal that we become aware of along the way due to what we have learned. We realize that we have full authority and power over our own minds and therefore our own lives. We come to understand that our confused habits or conditioning that hide and trap our potential are our only real obstacles. And all this can be reparented with acceptance, compassion, patience, and never give up persistence. There is no failure. There is no shame in not getting it right. There is only experience to learn and grow from. When we emotionally react, we can compassionately take our own mind, inner child, human self, into our heart and into our step three process as soon as we can step back from that reaction. After caring for ourselves and processing our confusion, we can start moving forward again with the new insights we gain from our healing process. As we continue to reparent our mind increasingly takes its rightful place as the support person for ourselves as conscious awareness, programmed according to our potential. As a result of putting this understanding into action every day, as best we can, as we are healing, learning and growing, our lives simplify, and our peace of mind, happiness and vitality increases. By working step four, self-empowerment and self-mastery become a real experience in our lives. Therefore, steps three and four are informed and guided by steps one and two, acceptance and personal responsibility, the fundamental laws of consciousness. Steps three and four work together like yin and yang, feminine and masculine. When we try to manage our lives in the world, we will inevitably be confronted by more layers of our own confusions, fears and insecurities that disempower us. For awareness, this is an opportunity to let go of fear-based controlling and being in conflict with others or ourselves, and instead open our heart of acceptance to and being present with our vulnerable human self and get on with being our own loving parent and mentor. With the healing and insights gained from this inner work, we are then in a better position to manage our lives and the world around us by focusing on the reality of the now moment, the only moment we can truly act in the world and connect to ourselves and others. So steps three and four work together as a team, like mother and father, to enable yourself as conscious awareness to be the home, sanctuary and guardian of your own humanness throughout your life. This brings us to step five. Step five is the commitment step. Step five is live the process as a way of life. Step five is about giving full commitment to this new empowering way of life. We place the process at the center of our lives so we can heal, take care of, and empower every aspect of our lives. The five-step process becomes a healthy, sustainable, and empowering lifestyle. By placing the process at the center of your life and working these steps as an ongoing process, every problem becomes an opportunity to understand yourself more, to heal more deeply, gain more insight, and to grow stronger. It is not about getting it right. It is about accepting yourself enough to have a go and keep having a go, including reaching out for help until you do get it right, which you will. Some old self-defeating habits will give way easily. Others run deep, and you will face them many times and through many layers of your mind as you grow stronger and more wise. It is like our humanness is given to us to teach us how to love, to teach us about who we really are. And you will keep learning and growing so long as you accept yourself and therefore keep your heart, which is your awareness, open. This commitment to living your life consciously is so vitally important. Your human mind, stuck in its old conditioning, will keep going round and round in the limited habits of its old conditioning because that is all it knows. Also, your mind is designed to hang on to your old conditioning. This is important because this is how you learn to walk and talk, etc. However, a lot of this conditioning is problematic. Our minds are meant to be programmed according to our ultimate potential, but this does not happen. This is the dilemma and challenge of being human. On its own, the mind-body, our humanness, our ego, can't see past itself, so it is not going to be motivated to push outside its box and grow, unless it has already been programmed to do so. Your parents and your other various guardians who influenced your life throughout your growing years, for good or for bad, were your awareness trainers and were often very unconscious of the importance of that role. They were the ones programming your mind. Now you, as conscious awareness, are your own programmer, your own forever parent. Furthermore, your mind will only accept the new program so long as this new program is presented to it over and over, which is why this new way has to increasingly become your lifestyle. Your mind must literally find itself living every day in this new reality that you are now consciously being, like it did in the old reality that you lived in as you were growing up, that did the original conditioning. So to you, as conscious awareness, the mind is always like your child who is always growing up. You are now the forever loving and compassionate parent of your own human self, your own inner child, your own entire life. As your skills in self-healing and self-management increase, your faith and trust in yourself increases also, and you naturally grow in self-esteem and self-confidence. This is the real foundation of trust and the power of integrity, to be able to be there for yourself that gives you the stability to be open and real with others and to be there for others, because you can do the same for yourself. With your increasing ability for wise discernment, you attract and create healthier relationships, and you better manage those relationships you have. We are still human. We still make mistakes. Life will still have its challenges and tragedies, but we can now embrace it all, no matter the initial emotional impacts and triggerings of confusion.